One who pleases his parents pleases Allah. 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 Pleases Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'a'uz billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salatu wassalamu alayki ya Rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Salatu wassalamu alayki ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Mabni Channel, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, there are many blessings of reciting through the Pakma Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Indeed, Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said that on the Day of Judgment, there will be no shade for anybody except for three people who will be in the shade of the Arsh of Allah Azza wa Jal. And those three fortunate people are the one who relieves an ummati of mine of a difficulty, the one who revives my sunnah, and the one who recites through the Pak upon me in abundance in this world. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, over the previous episodes, we have learnt the great status of respecting parents, the privileges that Allah Azza wa Jal bestows on people who carry out this great command, and the importance of it. We also looked at how to best bring up our children in an Islamic way. Today, in the final episode, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will emphasize this great act that pleases Allah Azza wa Jal. Pay attention. If a king would say to his wise men of his entourage that you have special privileges, you have special powers, you have everything, but then refers to them in a specific way, then just as an example to explain, that thing that the king refers back to must be important. The scholars of Deen write that, can you imagine the status of honoring and respecting parents and being kind to parents when the creator of the heavens and the earth is speaking to his, the best of his creation, the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal, which is the means for guidance for mankind, and yet he is referring those great personalities back to the honor and respect of their parents. Allah, Allah, Allah. This honor and respect of parents is such a great deed which cannot be underestimated. In mukhtalif ayats of the Quran Pak, Allah Azza wa Jal has ordered us to be kind to our parents. Surah Baqarah Sharif, ayat after ayat, Allah Azza wa Jal says, be kind to your parents. Surah Bani Israel, ordered to be kind to the parents. The best of ummats, if the Bani Israel were ordered to be kind to their parents, then the best of ummats, the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi wa sallam, has certainly been commanded to be good to their parents. Let's pick up Surah Nisa. Let's look at the translation. And again, it reminds you of the great value of parents and the importance of respect for parents. The Quran reminds you that you're not to worship anybody but Allah Azza wa Jal. But then together with worshipping just Allah Azza wa Jal, the Quran reminds you to be kind to your parents. If you pick up the Quran, my dear Islamic brothers, it reminds you that your mother has borne you in difficulty and has given birth to you in difficulty. So be kind to them. Allah Azza wa Jal orders us to be kind to our parents time and time again. And in the Hadith Mubarakah, time and time again, we are given the importance of respecting parents. There are many instances, my dear Islamic brothers, when people came to the court of the best of creation sallallahu alaihi wa sallam and asked ya rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, give me permission for jihad. And Aka sallallahu alaihi wa sallam asked, is your mother alive? The reply comes, yes. And the answer is, go and serve your mother. That is your jihad. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said, one man came to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, what do you order me to do? Aka sallallahu alaihi wa sallam said, be kind to your mother. He asked again, and again the same answer was given. He asked for a third time, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, what do you order me? And again, Aka sallallahu alaihi wa sallam said, serve your mother. Then, when the same question is asked for the fourth time, the best of creation, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, says, be kind to your father. Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu said, a man came to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam to do hijrat, to travel in the way of Allah azza wa jal, to leave everything he had, and to serve the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, can anything be more important than that? To give up your family, to give up everything, just to do hijrat for the deen of Allah azza wa jal, to migrate? But he says in the court of Allah azza wa jal's beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Ki ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when I came, my parents were crying." The best of creation sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Go back to your parents." And the way you've made them cry in your separation, make them laugh. That is better for you. And he sent back. Another beautiful hadith in Baraka. Hazrat Abu Sayyid Khudri writes that a man came from Yemen for jihad. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, have you any relatives in Yemen? He replied, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have parents. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, did you gain their permission? He said, no. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, despite his long journey, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, he's travelled from Yemen, a long way. He's come to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's had days and days of difficulties. And yet the best of creation says, go back to your parents in Yemen, ask for their permission. If they give you permission, come back. If they do not give you permission, stay there and serve them. Allah, Allah, Allah. Can you imagine the status of serving parents is when this person has come from Yemen to serve the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal and the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sends him back to his parents? Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu narrates that a man came and expressed the intention for jihad. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, are your parents alive? Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yes. Go back and serve them. Do jihad in serving them, not on the battleground. It is better. My dear Islamic brothers, look at what the Quran, the glorious Quran, and the amazing hadith in Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are teaching us. And today, look at where we are. Allah, Allah, Allah. Hazrat Jahma radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I want to do jihad purely for the sake of Allah azza wa jal, under your command. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, is your mother alive? He said, yes. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, go back and be kind to her. He again approached and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for my hereafter, I want to go on jihad with you in your company, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again said, is your mother alive? He said, yes, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, go and serve her. So determined was he to be in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he asks for a third time, Ki Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I want to go to jihad with you. I want to be with you. I want to be in your blessed company. And the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, go and serve your mother. Your jannat is at the feet of your mother. Pyare Islamiyo, this is what Aka sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam taught us. Today, what do? We spend our lives trying to please other people. We spend our lives trying to be nice to other people. But the people who mattered most, unfortunately today we have abandoned them. Our parents were the most important people in our lives. Today, we don't spend time with them. Today, our parents are not happy with us. Today, we think, how can we get rid of them? Na'uzubillah, people are looking for old people's homes. Do you know, even if your parents are non-Muslims, Hazrat Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha appears in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says, my mother is a non-believer. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do I do her khidmat or do I leave her? Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you are duty bound to do her khidmat, be kind to her, respect her, honor her, and help her, is the rationale of this beautiful hadith of Mubarakah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, in our parents, we have a great blessing. In our parents, we have the means for salvation. In our parents, we have a great opportunity to please Allah Azza wa Jal. In the first narration, it was clear that the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal is gained through respecting parents. My dear Islamic brothers, those who respect and honor their parents, they will receive many bounties in this world and in the hereafter. They will gain much blessings in this world and the hereafter. And on the day of judgment, Allah Azza wa Jal will grant them special blessings. There is a tree in Jannah, especially for those people who serve their parents. Today, we look for barakat in our sustenance. We look for blessings in what we earn. And one of the best ways of achieving that is by being kind to your parents. Your parents are your ticket to Jannah. If you want to know that Allah Azza wa Jalla is pleased with you, just check if your parents are pleased with you. If you are serving your parents day and night, be assured that your Creator is happy with you. And you have got a great opportunity to please Him. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, the Quran admonishes us. The Hadith Mubarakah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam guides us. And all of it says time and time again that our parents are the two most important people in this world. If you serve them, then in this world, you will gain many blessings. And one of those blessings is that if you serve your parents, when you get older, the justice will be that your children will serve you. If you help your parents, your children will see that. And they will become your support, your Sahara, later on in life. If today you shout at your parents, then what lesson are you giving your children? Today, if you ignore your parents, then your children are watching. My dear Islamic brothers, we want to reap what we sow. Today, agarham, if we sow the seed of the respect and the honor of our parents in our hearts, in our minds, in our lives, in our houses, in every moment of our life, then our children will do exactly the same. And success. Everybody today is looking for success. If your parents are happy with you, then success will kiss your feet. If your parents are happy with you, your problems and calamities will disappear. If your parents are happy with you, then all your problems will be solved. And it's no good saying, and some people have this waswasa of the shaitan, this whisper of the shaitan, that my parents are not kind, are not namazi, are not good people. Your parents should be your favorite persons in the world, the favorite people in the world. They say that where you have love and affection, you cannot see a defect. Don't look for defects in your parents. This is a ploy of the shaitan. We tend to overanalyze the situation. We look for defects in our parents. We disagree with them for no reason at all, when we could just quietly acquiesce and say nothing. We should be saying labbaik to every command that they give. Yet the shaitan instills in our mind gradually that they've done this that isn't right, they've done that that isn't right. You do not have permission to disobey them when they need your help. You do not have to obey them, my dear Islamic brothers, if they ask you to associate partners with Allah Azza wa Jal. But you should still do the khidmat. You should obey them by doing the khidmat. Yes, you cannot comply with the command when they ask you to commit shirk. Aqasallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made that clear. But that doesn't give you a license to throw them away. No, you don't listen to that, but you obey them in every other way that the Sharia allows. That is the command of the Quran. And if you do that, you will have a blissful life. The most successful people in the world are those whose parents are happy with them. The most successful people in the graves are those whose parents are happy with them. The most successful people on the day of judgment will be the ones whose parents are happy with them. And the most successful people in Jannah will be those whose parents are happy with them. There are doors in Jannah specially created for these people. They will be beckoned by the middle doors of Jannah. Oh Allah, Allah, Allah. And only because they served their parents. Jannah will call out to them just because they served their parents. Subhanallah. Look at the honor and respect given to these people. Out of all the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, the blessing of parents is the most important and the most precious. Do you know, Islamic brother lost his parents recently. And he, on his messages, he's got a status bar that says, value your parents. Aaj qadr karna seekho. Value your parents while they're still alive. Because when they're gone, they can never be replaced. One brother, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Islamic brother says that my father was very old. He could not go to the toilet. Professional person, a solicitor. He says, I used to go home from work. I used to take my father to the toilet. I used to wash him and clean him. And because of doing this, I was blessed with the vision of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Can you imagine the status of helping your parents and being kind to them and serving them? Especially in that age. He says, I did nothing else. That's all I did. Yes, I prayed my namaz, but I didn't do any special nafil or anything else. I just served my parents. I took my father to the toilet and I washed him. And I was blessed with the vision of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, today we run about and we try to find that key that will unlock all the doors of success. We try to find that amazing personality who is full of blessings, who will do dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and all my problems will be solved. And we run and look for that personality outside. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, we are lost. Because all along, that personality was sat in our own home. Our parents were there. Every time they lifted their hands in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal accepted their du'as and their prayers for their children. Their du'as reached the heavens. Every time they raised their hands, Allah Azza wa Jal blessed you. And yet, we were so ignorant. Okay, we looked for our blessings outside. We did not recognize that they came from the feet of our parents. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, of all the bounties of Allah Azza wa Jal and all the ni'mats of Allah Azza wa Jal, parents are one of the greatest. One cannot imagine this great gift of Allah Azza wa Jal. In the happiness of your parents is the happiness of Allah Azza wa Jal, is the raza of Allah Azza wa Jal, is the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Honor and respect them. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu says that Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said that cursed be the one who curses his parents and who treats his parents badly. And then in another beautiful hadith of Barakah, Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that on the day of judgment, Allah Azza wa Jal will not speak to or look with mercy upon the one who mistreats his parents. My dear Islamic brothers, in this world, the person who disrespects his parents suffers. In the hereafter, the parent, the one who disrespects his parents suffers. Today, we have mates, we have friends, we have different people we turn to. We give respect to the neighbor, we give honor and respect to leaders and all sorts of high dignitaries, and we lay ourselves before them. But the Quran said, you should lay yourselves before your parents. You should be merciful to them. You should be kind to them. These were the people who are going to get you your salvation on the day of judgment. These are the people through which you are going to get to Jannah. These are the people who mean the most. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, these were the most important people in our lives. Today, we have forgotten this. Today, our youngsters back chat the parents, and then they ask why they are surrounded by calamities. Today, our youngsters ignore the rights of the parents, and today, we don't teach them the great status that Allah Azza wa Jal has given to parents by honoring our own parents in front of them. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, one brother, he narrates, my grandparents did something which my father did not agree with, and we did not agree with as a family. We immediately rose in protest, but my father said, don't you dare say anything. These are my parents. Whether we think they are right or wrong, we don't have the right to argue with them. We will accept everything they say, whether we see it as right or wrong, because that is the command. Immediately the brother says that I realized that there's something bigger than what I perceive as right and wrong. And that is the honor of parents. Once my father had done this in front of me, now for the rest of my life, if I ever have a disagreement with my father, I just keep quiet. Now whenever there is a disagreement, I try not to argue with my father, because that's what I saw him doing with his parents. We set the example. If we argue with our parents in front of our children, if we belittle our parents, then that is exactly what our children will do to us. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, many, many episodes ago, we started with a beautiful narration. And it is so beautiful and gets the message across that I'm going to read it again at the end. Allah Azza wa Jal sent a revelation to Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam, ordering him to go to the seashore and observe an act of the power of Allah Azza wa Jal. He, Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam, went there with his companions but could not see anything. He therefore ordered the jinns to dive into the ocean and bring some information from inside. A jinn dived into the ocean and came out. He said, I could not reach the seabed and I could not see anything. He gave the order to a more powerful jinn who dived deeper than the first jinn but could not find anything. He then ordered his minister, Hazrat Asif bin Barkhiya, rahmatullah alayh. After a very short time, Hazrat Asif bin Barkhiya, radiallahu anhu, produced a grand, beautiful, four-doored, white-colored, oceanic dome in the blessed court of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam. One of its doors was made of pearls, the other of rubies, the third of diamonds, and the fourth of emeralds. Despite all of its doors being open, there was not a single drop of water inside. And inside there was a handsome young man, dressed in neat and clean clothes, busy offering salah. After he completed his salah, Hazrat Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam said salam to him and inquired about the secret of the oceanic dome. He humbly replied, O Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, my father was disabled and my mother was visually impaired, i.e. blind. I served them for 70 years, alhamdulillah. My mother prayed for me at the time of death. Oh Allah, grant my son a long and righteous and healthy life. My father prayed for me at the time of death. Ya Allah, enable my son to worship you in such a place where shaitan cannot interfere. After the burial of my beloved father, I came to the seashore where I saw this oceanic dome and entered it. Meanwhile, an angel came and took it to the bottom of the ocean. On the inquiry of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam, the young man said, I came here in the blessed age of Sayyidina Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salam. And Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam realized that he had been living in the oceanic dome for 2,000 years and yet he was still young. Not a single hair on his head had turned white. Regarding his food, he said, every day a green bird brings something yellow in its beak. I eat it. It has the taste of all the bounties of the world. It satisfies my hunger and my thirst. In addition, I remain safe from heat, cold, sleep, laziness, drowsiness, lonely, fear, horrors, everything, alhamdulillah. Then, on the request of the young man and the orders of Hazrat Sulaiman al-Islam, Hazrat Asir ibn Barqiya picked up the oceanic dome and returned it to the seabed. Then, the great Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jal, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam said, O people, may Allah shower His mercy upon you. Did you notice how greatly the prayers of parents are answered? Refrain from disobeying your parents. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
One who pleases